This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Communist Party Standing Committee meeting being held today. Party Chairman Duo to present political report in the meeting. Government directs local level to spend the remaining infrastructure budget in corona treatment. House of Representatives unanimously passes the Public Service Commission bill. And North Korea suspends plans for military action against South Korea. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has unanimously passed the Public Service Commission Bill. The bill was tabled yesterday by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Shibamaya Tumba Hampe, on behalf of the Prime Minister. Responding to the queries raised on the bill, Minister Tumba Hampe said that the bill would ensure fair and transparent recruitment process for the civil servants, including the army, police service, and wipe out discrimination in the service. Earlier, parliamentarians Meen Bahadur Bishwakarma, Dilendra Prasad Badu, Sanjay Kumar Gautam and Prem Swal, among others, had stressed on making the civil service inclusive, public service transparent and impartial, and government service competitive. The National Assembly members have stressed on the need of shunning statements that mislead people. Speaking in the meeting of the upper house yesterday, Nepal Communist Party lawmaker Dr. Bedaram Bhusal objected the statements of some leaders on recent issues of citizenship law, saying that the law has been headed as per the constitutional provision. Meantime, lawmaker Prakash Pantar urged the government to lead effective measures to contain coronavirus infection. Likewise, lawmaker Bhagwati Nyupane blamed the opposition party of spreading rumours against citizenship bill, hoaxing and exaggerating the matter. Similarly, lawmaker Shekhar Kumar Singh drew the attention of the government towards lack of chemical fertilisers in province number 2 during the plantation season. Moreover, lawmaker Ram Narayan Bidari said the lawmakers should not shed views weakening the internal nationalism and creating confusion among the people. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party has been scheduled at 11 a.m. today, according to the party office secretary Ishwari Rizal. The meeting is taking place at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. Rizal added that the party chair duo K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda would present the political report. The standing committee member Bedaram Bhusal shared that the agendas for discussion include government's performance, party activities, future workload and remaining task of party unification. Likewise, another standing committee member, Devendra Paulal, shared that the issues of government performance, Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, budget and COVID-19 effects would be discussed in the meeting. The Ministry of Home Affairs has circulated a message to the chief district officers of the three districts of Kathmandu Valley for the management of 14-day quarantine to the people entering the valley. More than 1,000 people visited a Kathmandu-based Sukradash Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital for PCR testing yesterday, saying that the house owners did not allow them to enter the house without test. The Home Ministry has sent letters to the Chief District Officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur for managing 14-day quarantine to the valley returnees. The Ministry has also directed to follow the guidelines issued by the Ministry of Health and Population for the control of COVID-19 and to manage the hospital visit only after they have developed virus symptoms. With the confirmation of 538 new cases, the total number of coronavirus cases in Nepal has reached 10,099. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that coronavirus infection had now spread to 76 districts across the country. Meanwhile, the total number of coronavirus-related deaths in Nepal has reached 24 after the death of a 45-year-old man from Dulu of Dailekh on Tuesday night while undergoing treatment in the isolation ward of the provincial hospital Surkhet. The government has directed the local levels to spend the remaining amount of the Local Infrastructure Development Partnership Program for prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19. Federal Affairs and Local Administration Ministry, making the third amendment to the Local Infrastructure Program Working Procedure Regulations, directed the local levels to spend the remaining amount allocated for the project for the current fiscal year 2019-20 for the prevention and control of COVID-19. Ministry spokesperson Basanta Adhikari shared that the cabinet meeting held a few days ago asked the program director and committee coordinators to spend the remaining amount in the prevention, control and treatment of coronavirus in local levels by holding consultation with other members and stakeholders. He said that the remaining amount of program should be deposited at the bank account open for the management of COVID-19 in local levels till 29th June. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, and Minimum Wages Fixation Committee have made it clear that depriving journalists of their salaries and relieving them of jobs during the lockdown period was not acceptable. At a virtual dialogue on working journalist professional security yesterday, FNJ's chairman Govinda Acharya and committee's chairman Rajendra Ariel assured that the working journalist of justice through pressure and legal remedy if the talks with the media entrepreneur and owners did not materialize. Committee Chairman Ariel stated that the situation to wage a struggle to seek salary by the journalist in the 21st century was unfortunate and expressed doubts over the intention of the media house's owners. He also asked the government to recognize the media industry and give refinancing and other subsidies to support the media sector. The death toll in the landslide that took place in Palpa district has reached 4. The body of the fourth victim was found in course of a search effort. In the incident that took place on Monday, 2 were found dead on the spot while one person died during treatment at a hospital in the same night. Meanwhile, 2 men were killed and 1 injured after they accidentally received electric shock while washing their vehicle in Nawal Parasi district yesterday. The government has adopted the impact-based early warning information system by managing the monsoon-related information system during this monsoon season. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Chief Executive Officer Anil Pokhrel said the early warning information system was put in place based on assessment of geolocated potential effects by further managing the past early warning information system. The authority says they have attempted to make the information system further effective and impact-based. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Department of Mines and Geology, National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority and National Emergency Work Operation Center Kathmandu would play a coordinating role in course of the system management. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin on to some international updates now. North Korea state media has stated that North Korea has suspended plans for military action against South Korea. There have been rising tensions between the two countries in recent weeks as groups in the South plan to fly propaganda leaflets over the border. There had been threats by the North to send troops in the demilitarized zone DMZ at the intra-Korean border. But a meeting chaired by leader Kim Jong-un, North Korea's state media said, took the decision to suspend military action. The Central Military Commission made its decision after taking what it called the prevailing situation into consideration. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit Mexico's southern coastline, collapsing buildings and promoting evacuation, has left at least 5 people dead. Officials said the earthquake occurred at 10:29 a.m. local time in Oaxaca State. The Oaxacan Health Services also reported damages from the quake to general hospitals and a few community hospitals. Officials said 2 of the hospitals with damages have been dealing with coronavirus patients. The National Civil Protection Service reported the first death after a structure collapsed after the earthquake, which occurred just east of the popular tourist destination Watu Cholo. Authorities also reported a power outage throughout the state's capital and damages to the exterior of a hospital in Oaxaca. Now on to the international and global coronavirus update. More than 9.3 million people have been infected with coronavirus globally. Similarly, more than 478,000 people have died due to the virus infection so far. As per the Worldometer data, more than 9 million people have recovered from the virus. The United States has recorded more than 123,000 deaths with more than 2.4 million infections. The Brazil has recorded second highest death toll of more than 50,000. In India, more than 14,400 people have lost their lives due to the coronavirus infection. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is also likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.1 degrees Celsius and minimum of 19.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Ruling Communist Party Standing Committee meeting being held today. Party chairman duo to present political report in the meeting. Government directs local level to spend the remaining infrastructure budget in corona treatment. House of Representatives unanimously passes a Public Service Commission bill. And North Korea suspends plans for military action against South Korea. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.